I've been on my own from 14 years old, been in prison, in and out. And I came back from Arizona this year, and now I want to see how homeless life feels like.
67-year-old Manuel Cuevas lives under a tree on the corner of Hotel and River Streets, a gateway to Chinatown.
I went to prison for medical assisted fraud, and the year before that, in 2002, I went to prison for distribution of crack cocaine. 8 years of my life was done in prison, so I'm good.
Lauren Hammond is 43 and lives on the sidewalks in Makiki. Cuevas and Hammond are two of more than 300 prisoners who serve their complete sentences each year, or max out. They are then released from prison without parole or probation supervision, and many end up homeless. Institute for Human Services Executive Director Connie Mitchell blames part of the problem on the state.
The Department of Public Safety's lack of an offender reentry responsibility. Once they get out the door, not my problem. They just don't see that as their responsibility. And what happens is you find some of these people on Kapalama Canal, Kaka'ako, Waipahu, wherever.
Community Alliance on Prisons coordinator Kat Brady agrees. She says prisoners max out and are not prepared for reentry. Brady says that's dangerous for the community.
Public safety for years has thought their role was just locking people up. We have to realize that people coming out of prison are coming into the community, and while they're in prison, they should be programmed for success. Why aren't they?
Brady says state lawmakers have also failed to fully implement the Justice Reinvention Initiative, which provides support services to the formerly incarcerated. Department of Public Safety Information Officer Tony Schwartz says one-third of all prisoners released each year max out.
For that 33% who choose to max out, we can't follow them. We can't do any type of oversight once they leave. So the chances of them becoming homeless or possibly reoffending and coming back is greater than people who go through parole.
Schwartz says prisoners who max out are twice as likely to reoffend. Meanwhile, Cuevas and Hammond say it's a tough life on the streets, but they have their health and freedom.
You know, I'm not going to say I'm an alcoholic, but I drink. There's two types of alcoholic, one that sips the beer and one that guzzles. I sip my beer, have a nice conversation, and I love it.
I'm sitting out here homeless, and I've been out on the streets for 2 years. Life's just not fair at times. It really isn't. But hey, as long as I'm still alive and still breathing, I'll be all right.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 1,000 prisoners are released each year in Hawaii. One-third max out without supervision. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.